that thrives off of both of those categories. Also, the balance for Wisconsin stands out. No player in double figures, but 8 have scored. 6 different guys have a three-pointer.
11 fast break points in the first half for Wisconsin as well. Second half underway alongside Patrick Herr by Matt LePay from the Kohl Center in Madison. 40-28, Wisconsin leads Indiana. Badgers moving to our right. Nolan Winter top of the circle. He'll flip it to Max Klesman on the right wing. It's inside. Winter not there. Shot clock at 10. Crowell feeds Klesman. Oh, nice feed in. A Winter low on the right. Turns and scores. Threading that one through to Nolan Winter for the bucket.
He got the mismatch on the 6'3 Miles Rice. Max Klesman was going to find him.
Indiana to our left in the second half. 14-point lead Wisconsin. Trey Galloway starting the second half. Throwing to Umar Ballo at the top of the circle. One dribble, sends it out to Galloway along the right sideline. He'll feed Luke Goody. Left-hand toss to Galloway. 8 on the shot clock. Galloway off the Ballo screen. Baseline right. And a throw out to Goody with 2 to shoot. Contested 3 is good for Luke Goody over Nolan Winter. Tough shot for Luke Goody. That's what he does. 42-31, Wisconsin. 1:05 gone, second half. Tanjay high on the right, goes into Winter around Goody, floats it up and in with the right hand.
Back-to-back possessions going to Winter in the post, trying to work inside out. What that's going to do is going to loosen up that exterior defense. The threes are going to start coming again soon.
13-point lead, Wisconsin. Galloway throwing to Ballo, low on the left, and he threw it away. Wanted to Bacco in the right corner, picked off by Klesman. 44-31, Wisconsin. Minute and a half gone by, second half. Max right point, whistle, foul caught again. Winter is getting that beautiful matchup there with Luke Goody. When you say beautiful matchup, just a good size advantage there for Nolan Winter. Goody is second foul.
And that's a developing part of Winter's game, his low post presence, right? He's never been the strongest and the biggest guy on the floor in terms of strength. But when he's got a matchup against a 6'7" defender, he's able to exploit that.
Blackwell, baseline right, will inbound. Into Stephen Crowell on the right wing. He'll toss to Tanjay. He'll snap off the 3, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Blackwell. Another second chance here for Wisconsin. Winter top of the circle. Bounces it to Crowell, out high. Gives it to Klesman around the Crowell screen. In the lane, floater, Klesman around the rim and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Indiana.
So Indiana chose not to start Malik Renu this half. They started him in the first half, not this half. He doesn't look healthy. He missed those games with that knee injury. Even that first half when he played, he was in there for 9 minutes. But even then, he just didn't look like himself.
At 3 points, 2 rebounds Friday at Purdue. Blackwell for 3, right side, hits the front of the rim, no good. Umar Ballo the rebound for Indiana. And here comes Miles Rice in a hurry, right of the lane, drives through the lane, lost the ball, but Galloway is there to gather left corner. Floats to the Ballo, hands off in Bacco, and Bacco knocked away. Tanjay, turnover Indiana, here comes Blackwell up the middle, and his pass intended for Tanjay is stolen away by Galloway. They trade miscues. Galloway circles to the right side, about 2.5 minutes into the second half, 44-31 Wisconsin. Galloway feeds Luke Goody. A toss to Miles Rice at the left point. Rice sends it to Galloway, outside right. Galloway feeds Mbako, high on the right. Turns down the Ballo screen. Mbako, he lost it, knocked away. It looked like crowd disrupted. Loose ball snapped up by Blackwell. It's a turnover fest all of a sudden. Crowell feeds Nolan Winter. Wraps it to Tanjay. Baseline right, operates on Goody. Low on the right, pushed it up and in. John Tanjay is making it happen. He has 9, 46-31, Wisconsin. 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Miles Rice sets the floor for Indiana. On the right side, darting right lane, line pass knocked away. Klesman stolen by Blackwell. Galloway is back, 2-on-1. Blackwell driving up, no rebound. Winter low on the right, knocked away in Bacco. Here comes Galloway pushing the other way for Indiana. He'll hit the brakes, circles right wing, feeds Goody. And an off-balance 3 is off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared away by Blackwell.
3 straight turnovers for the Hoosiers and then a rushed off-balance 3-point shot. Can't be happy with that production.
John Tanjay high on the left. He'll throw it to Blackwell. A bad pass. This will be a violation. It went off the hand of Blackwell. A tough angle throw, and it's an over and back. And now Carter Gilmore comes in for Nolan Winter. We'll see Kamari McGee check in for Blackwell.
Wisconsin's turnovers are up a little bit, maybe from what we're used to this program, who would have just the minimal numbers. They're still really good, 10.2 a game. But we do see a few of those careless interludes here from this team every once in a while.
46-31, Wisconsin 16-20 remaining. Trey Galloway against Kamari McGee around a Ballo screen. Galloway right of the circle, shovels it into Ballo. Doubled, and he got jostled by Stephen Crow as they were getting deep into the lane there, and that's the second on Stephen.
Again, that's a good foul. Ballo had him buried underneath the rim. Nothing you can, that's a dunk if you don't foul him there. Make him earn it.
Carter Gilmore there trying to provide a little double team there. And they're going to call that a shooting foul. So Umar Ballo, who's never been a very good free throw shooter in his career, 58.5%. He gets a lot of shots. And he's been shooting free throws left-handed at the direction of Calbert Chaney, the Indiana basketball director of player development and the all-time leading scorer in the Big Ten. So if you're going to get advice, that's good advice, says Ballo. With the lefty flip, hits the first free throw. 46-32, Wisconsin, 16-12 remaining. Calbert Chaney still looks like he could walk out there and probably drop 15 on somebody. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Tanja.
Wisconsin, all of their field goal attempts have come from inside the paint so far this half. They're really trying to work inside out to start this half.
Stephen Crow throwing to Klesman, cuts off the left wing. Max in the lane to the rim. Layup good. Good, strong take from Max Klesman. He has eight.
Really nice curl coming off the wing, using the off-ball screen to get freedom.
48-32, Wisconsin with 15:45 remaining. Galloway throwing to Anthony Leal. Back in there for Indiana. Feeds Mbako a flyby from McGee. Mbako three try left corner. Back rim no good. Rebound tap from Goody to Ballo. Knocked away by Klesman and then off of Ballo and out of bounds. There's Max Klesman doing work at both ends of the floor, and we have the under 16 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:36 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Indiana 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do. But there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoki with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Winning our game sponsor, U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 15:36 remaining, Wisconsin 48, Indiana 32. Carter Gilmore on the floor, along with Kamari McGee, Max Klesman, John Tanjay, and Stephen Crowell. And McGee will bring it up. Checked by Galloway.
Wisconsin, 8 points this half. They've all come in the paint, and they've got a 16-8 cushion scoring in the paint. That's a big advantage. a team like this.
And there's two more for Klesman in the paint, driving the lane to the cup. The layup is good, and a foul. So second time we have seen Max put it on the deck and drive into the rim. And one this time, 50-32, Wisconsin, as Bryson Tucker will be called for his first foul.
The Badgers have been able to pull Omar Ballo out on the perimeter. That time he was at the top of the key guarding Crowell. It frees up the lane for guys like Klesmit to go in there and score.
Free throw for Max is good, an 85% free throw shooter. And it's 51-32, Wisconsin. 15-20 remaining here in Madison. Trey Galloway throwing to Ballo, top of the circle. Hands it back to Galloway, left open. He'll try a three straight away. Front rim, no. Rebound yanked away by Stephen Crowell. And here comes Klesman, dribbling with the left hand up the right sideline. Takes the top of the circle. He'll try a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Anthony Leal of Indiana. Lead feed, Luke Goody. Gilmore waits for him. Outside left. A pass for Galloway between the arcs. Turning down the Ballo screen. Flips to Tucker on the right wing. Tucker retreats. Now Galloway throwing a goodie, a pass or a shot fake, and they'll go inside to Leal, who missed the chip shot. Rebound batted out of bounds. Last touch by Indiana.
Sometimes it goes that way. When you're struggling as a team and you're struggling to score like Indiana is here, you get a wide open layup. There's nobody in the red paint with you, and you just overlay it.
Anthony Leal's been playing some pretty good ball for Indiana, starting again tonight, his fifth start of the year, the seventh of his career. McGee up the floor, going to Carter Gilmore, sends to Klesman up top. John Blackwell back in Wisconsin. Here's Crowell, feeds Blackwell outside left. John sends it to Gilmore, feeding McGee, 12 of the shot clock. McGee against Luke Goody, a bounce for Gilmore, right of the lane. Galloway defends. Gilly is backing, mid post right, backing, turns it out to McGee. Now Max, deep three, left side, heel of the rim, no good. Rebound Malik Renew of Indiana. 14-12 to play, 51-32 Wisconsin. Galloway, the left-hand dribble across the top of the circle, going right to left. Now Renew hands it back to Galloway, right of the lane. Kills the dribble, feeds Goody. Quick toss Leal. He'll give it up to Galloway on the right side in front of the Indiana bench. Spins it back out, right wing for Goody. 10 on the shot clock. Goody bounces to Renew in the lane. Backs on Crowell, turns up left hand. Good off the glass.
Crowell made it tough, but a really good finish from him. We haven't seen a lot from Renew today. That's the Renew that we saw last year that had 25 here.
His first points tonight. 51-34 Wisconsin with 13:35 to play. Crowell throws to Klesman on the left wing. Max takes it off the wing, bounces to Carter Gilmore. Gilly, right side, feeds McGee. Took a look, turned it down. Backs up the right corner. Whipped the pass intended for Blackwell. Knocked out of bounds by Anthony Leal with six on the shot clock.
And Bacco checking back in for Indiana, but Omar Ballo getting a little extended rest here, and that's rare. Over the last four games, he's averaged 38 minutes per game of playing time. For a big guy like that to knock him off the floor is rare.
Yes, but 3 points tonight. Here's Klesman off balance three, right wing, no good. Galloway the rebound. 13-15 remaining, 51-34 Wisconsin. Renew, top of the circle, working against Nolan Winter in the lane, and a whistle foul called. Max Klesman digging in there is called for his second foul, and Jack Janicki will come in for him.
Klesman hit his first two threes in this one. He's missed his last four, and a couple of them have been really tough contested shots. That one was late shot clock, kind of excuse that one, but he's shooting 28% on the year, and Greg Gard says, you know how you go, have your shooting percentage go up? Take good shots.
Luke Goody missing a baseline left mid-range. Badgers clear it. Up the floor is Kamari McGee on the left side, throwing to Nolan Winter, turns to Janicki. Quick pass, Gilmore. He'll toss to Blackwell. Drives baseline left against him. Bacco powers it up and in. Blackwell with six. 53-34, Wisconsin with 12:48 remaining. Galloway out high. Stops. Pass deflected. Wanted Renew, and it's knocked out of bounds. Indiana keeps it.
Blackwell just 2 for 8 in the game, but he's finding ways now. If the shot's not going from outside, attack the rim, get inside. He's got 6 points and 6 rebounds, too. So even in the night when the scoring is maybe dipped, still finding other ways to contribute.
Inbounds pass, Bryson Tucker. We're talking about Max Klesman here tonight. He has 5 assists in this game. Galloway out between the arcs, floats it to Renew, right of the circle. Renew against Nolan Winter, a handoff to Mbako. Right foul line extended, whips at the Goody, shot fake from three, and then closing and fouling is Jack Janicki. That'll be the first on Jack and number three on Wisconsin. 12:26 remaining, 53-34, the Badgers lead Indiana. Wisconsin has led throughout. Ibaka, sideline left, front court inbounds. Sends it into Galloway. He'll toss to Bryson Tucker. Back to Galloway it goes. Galloway in the right wing. Turns it out to Tucker high in the right. Drives on Gilmore. Stops, pops from 10. Around it out, no good. Ibaka, the offensive rebound. Up, knocked away by Gilmore, but a foul is called. Other white shirts were in there, but I think they're going to get Gilly for the foul. Check it. It's going to be on John Blackwell, one of those other white shirts in there, and that's number two on Blackwell.
Big upside for this guy, Ibaka. With that frame, 6'9", and the way he can bounce.
First free throw is good. That's his 6 points tonight. He is an 86% free throw shooter.
He had 25 points Friday night in that game against Purdue and scored at all three levels.
He's been hot from three of late, about 40% over his last few games. Hits both free throws. Xavier Amos coming back into the game. Carter Gilmore. So you got Amos, McGee, Blackwell, Janicki, and Nolan Winter. 53-36 Wisconsin with 12:07 remaining. McGee high on the right, throws to Amos, flips to Blackwell, turns the corner to the line, down the lane, to the rim, up right hand, no good. Rebound, batted around, it comes out to McGee, right corner three, book it.
Cam's corner. He is shooting about 75% from the corners this year. 60% overall, which
crazy.
Is tops in the nation among players at 25 threes. But from the corner, particularly deadly.
56-36 Wisconsin. Ibaka trying to match that three right side. Hits the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Janicki, long feed, Amos. Nice pass, nice catch. Amos out the jack. Turns to Winter, fakes the three up top. And now a pass off to Kamari McGee. McGee on the left side against Tucker. Moves it up to Amos. Sends it to Blackwell. Curls off the right wing in the lane. Powers it up over Goody and good.
Blackwell has a unique ability to quick jump off the floor. He jump stops and lands in the paint on 2 feet on balance. And he's the first guy off the floor. Back-to-back times now. He beat Ibaka off the floor. And that time Goody just getting up higher than them, quicker than them.
58-36 Wisconsin. Renew. Up and around with Nolan Winter. Out to Ibaka, baseline left, drive, stops, pops. Nope, rebound tipped in the air. Xavier Amos trying to get out of there. And they get a held ball. Arrow, Indiana. Xavier was not going to give it up. We've got the under 12 media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. 10:55 to play. Wisconsin 58, Indiana 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
More than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Badgers have matched their longest lead of the night at 22 points, 58-36. Wisconsin leads Indiana, 10:55 remaining. McKenzie and Bacco will inbound for the Hoosiers. Baseline left, Tanjay in his face, inbounds pass Galloway. Chased by Janicki, blocked out by Renew in the screen, flipping it up and in is Galloway. He has four. 58-38, Wisconsin, 10:44 remaining. Kamari McGee with a pass for Winter, sends to Tanjay. Long three left of the circle, hits the heel of the rim and out, no good. Malik Renew the rebound. Off the floor is Galloway for Indiana. Right sideline in front of the IU bench. Brings it out between the circles. Whips it to Tucker. Inside feed for Renew. Deflected by Winter. Renew gathers. Rice. Tap pass. And Bacco lines up a three left corner. It's off the rim. No good. Xavier Amos the rebound.
Indiana just 5 of 21 from threes, and that's not irregular for them. That's just, they have, that has not been a strength all year.
32% coming into the game overall, 32.5%. Here's Amos shaking, working, baseline left against Tucker. In the lane, one pump, up right hand, good. Xavier Amos with five. Yeah. 60-38, Wisconsin.
Use your size, X. Use it. 6'7 frame.
9:50 remaining. 22-point lead for Wisconsin. Malik Renew, left wing. Winter defends. Gives it up to Galloway. Lines up a three. He'll take it. Missed it. Heel of the rim. Long rebound. Whistle and a foul called as Renew gathered the rebound. But a foul coming up here against Wisconsin with 9:41 remaining. Nolan Winter with his second foul. And team foul number five on Wisconsin. And Bacco, baseline right, flips it into Renew, right of the circle. Renew sizing up Winter, working to the right elbow, or to the right block. Now Galloway, left side three, missed it, rebound. Tucker out fighting Amos, low on the right, steps through, and a whistle and a foul called on Xavier Amos.
Yeah, not a great possession there for X. Give him credit for the offensive end. That time he just got, he got beat on the block on that rebound and then committed a silly foul.
Team foul number six, shooting foul here is Bryson Tucker. McDonald's All-American out of Maryland. Averages about 6 points a game, and he connects on the first free throw. 73% free throw shooter coming in.
Wisconsin hasn't been outshot at the free throw line very often this season, but early this game they are now. Indiana 8 of 10. Badgers just 4 of 5 at the line. Clearly they haven't needed it. They're up by 21 points, but that's a rare night when that happens.
Yeah, low total. Usually when the score is like this, there would be a lot more free throws for the team ahead. Second free throw, no good from Tucker. It's cleared by John Tanjay. 60-39, the Badgers, 9:20 remaining. McGee right of the circle. He'll throw to Xavier Amos. Work and spin, move in the lane up left hand. No, but a foul. Boy, he did a good job to at least give it a chance, because on the contact, he was losing possession of the basketball and then got enough of it with the left hand to flip it at the rim.
He's got 5 points right now with two free throws coming. If he can hit, see, he has not scored 7 points since the non-conference play in November against Chicago State when he had eight.
6'7 junior out of Chicago. First free throw for Xavier Amos is short. 9:15 remaining, 60-39, Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Xavier Amos. On the way, and it's straight through. So back to a 22-point advantage, 61-39, the Badgers. Trey Galloway, a pass to Miles Rice, darts it to Tucker. Off the right wing, now brings it above the three-point line. Gives it up to Rice. Right sideline, driving on Winter, goes through the lane. And a feed deflected away by Winter, tapped it to Malik Renew, and he sends it in with a left hand. Tough luck there. Some good hustle, but the ball went into the hands of Renew for the dunk. Here's Xavier Amos. 61-41, Wisconsin. Tanjay throws to Amos. Turns it to Jack Janicki on the right side. Now it's Winter. Flips to Kamari McGee. Back out to Nolan. Long three. Left of the circle. It's off the rim and out. No good. Tucker the rebound for Indiana. And here comes Miles Rice. A pass for Tucker on the right side. Hands off Luke Goody. Goody pivots. Shovels it to Renew. Right wing. Renew in the lane. Up left hand over Winter. Good. Malik Renew was 6, 61-43, Wisconsin.
Haven't heard any injury reports, but Umar Ballo has not been playing much this half. We haven't seen him in the floor in probably 6-7 minutes.
Still on the bench, but that's he has been parked there, Patrick said, here for a while. Here's Tanjay, outside left. Goes into Winter, left of the lane. Renew defends. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay, left side. Makes the three, 7 to shoot. Winter for Janicki. Off the Winter screen, Jack little crossover, and the left elbow jumper rattles out. No good. Tucker had it, lost it. Amos is there. Out to Kamari with a pass fake. Feeds Janicki, and they'll work the offense. 7:37 to play, 61-43 Wisconsin. Tanjay high in the left. Tanjay spinning, left lane line, darts it to McGee. Kamari's corner, and it's off the side of the glass. No good. Who opened the doors? Here comes Luke Goody to the front court. Now Galloway feeds Renew. Off to Rice. Wide open. Tucker low on the left, and he sends it down.
A little miscommunication there. Two Badgers on the perimeter guarding the ball. They forgot to guard the rim.
61-45 Wisconsin. 7:08 remaining. Tanjay with a right-hand toss to Winter. Now it's Jack Janicki right elbow. Feeding Xavier Amos high on the left. Sends to McGee. Whips it to Winter. Top of the arc. Winter flips to Amos, 7 to shoot. Janicki left side. Left of the lane on Goody, out to McGee. Left corner three, that's off the rim and over the glass. Out of bounds, it'll belong to Indiana at the under 8. Media timeout. Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 6:46 remaining. Wisconsin 61, Indiana 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 6:46 remaining. Indiana has scored the last 6 points of the game, but the Badgers lead the Hoosiers 61-45.
Badgers on a little scoring drought, 2.5 minutes here. You don't want to give Indiana a pulse. Badgers have had a comfortable lead this entire game after starting at 19-2 to open things here, but a few stops in a row, Indiana's made their last three shots. You have a little chance of getting them back in this game if you don't tighten things up here. It's still 16-point cushion. I'm not concerned, but you can't give a team like this any reason to hope.
Umar Ballo remains on the bench as Mike Woodson keeps with the smaller lineup. It's Renew, Galloway, Tucker, Rice, and Goody. Miles Rice will let the ball roll beyond the midstripe. Picks it up, starts the offense. High screen, Renew. Guarded by John Blackwell. Now Galloway, high on the right. A toss to Renew, left lane line. Chase, crowded by Stephen Crow. Shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tip, no. And it's now cleared by Blackwell for Wisconsin.
Good team rebounding there.
6.5 minutes remaining. Carter Gilmore, high on the left. Gets it to Tanjay, sends to Crow. Feeding Klesmet, outside right. Max against Miles Rice. Starts at the Gilly. Feeds Tanjay left side. Shot fake. Now the three is in the air. Missed it, but he was fouled by Galloway. And that will be a three-shot foul.
Another example of the extra pass. Gilly James out high. Had a look at a three. Would have been his third of the game. Passed it up for Tanjay, who, why not? He's got 21 threes, now 22 threes in his last five games. Extra pass gets rewarded.
Did you hear the moan from the area red when Gilly passed up that shot?
I did.
John Tanjay with the first free throw. It's good, and that's his first foul shot of the night.
We touched on the pregame, but the Gilmore story is just exactly what you love as a Badger fan.
So good.
A five-year player, started as a walk-on, earned everything he's got, and you can hear that free throw went in. You got the sound effects meter from Dave McCann here. But just some of the things that the teammates were saying and the coaching staff were saying after he had that big performance at Northwestern on Saturday with 15 points, you feel good for him and happy for a kid like that.
Such a good guy as Tanjay makes all three. Butchie and I were laughing, and Greg Gard kept motioning, get over here for the post-game interview with Stephen Bardo. Here's Galloway, left lane line, feeds Tucker, baseline right, jump off the rim. 45 Wisconsin, just under 6 minutes remaining at the Kohl Center. Crow throwing to Klesmet, outside left, bobs off the Crow screen. He'll bob it off the screen, whips to Gilmore. Versus at the Tanjay, right of the circle. Bounces to Gilmore, posting on Tucker. Caught a quick spin, and oh, he got fouled hard. They may want to take a look at that. Bryce and Tucker claiming he went for the ball. That was getting upstairs a little bit. Tucker not real pleased. John Blackwell looking over there. Carter never did look over there, by the way.
No, but
they are going to look at it.
But Klesmet and Blackwell came to his defense instantly.
Uh-huh.
That's the sign, of how much they value him, but a sign of a team that's connected.
I don't know if they'll call this a flagrant. I don't think so, because it didn't. On live look, well, the left arm got up a little bit around the neck of Gilmore. Tucker, as you would imagine, as any player would, they're going for the ball. So it is a personal foul. They're going to look at it to see if it needs to be upgraded to a flagrant.
Somewhere Jack Janicki's over in that huddle saying, wait, I got a flagrant at UCLA for wrapping up a guy. If I got that, he better get one here, because he didn't make a play on the ball. He just grabbed him from behind.
Well, that's a good point. And yeah, that left arm, that might get, you're right, that may get Tucker. We'll see if they upgrade this. But you're right, that UCLA game was toward the end of the first half, and it was obvious they had a foul to give. They were trying to give it. And, you know, Jack actually may have fouled it before the foul that they upgraded to a flagrant. The look on Greg Gard's face is suggesting that this is not going to be a flagrant.
Tucker's reaction immediately after he was whistled for the foul was a little bit of disgust. Like, no, I was going for the ball, and he was using his off arm on me.
Check it. It is a flagrant foul. Okay. Note to self, do not play poker with Greg Gard. So Carter Gilmore will go to the free throw line. 8 of 10 this season. Make it 9 of 11 as he makes the first. 5:40 to play. 65-45 Wisconsin. Second free throw. Gilmore just a little short. But the Badgers will continue the possession. As area red chanting MVP. As the inbounds pass goes to Gilmore. Hands it off to Blackwell. Sends to Klesmet. Max out front, and a little bumper cars there with Miles Rice. Max helping him up. Foul on Rice, his first. And team foul number six. Both teams with six fouls now. 5:35 to play, 65-45 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin came out of the under eight timeout, up 16, and we were saying they need to shut the water off here in Indiana. They've done that. They've just throttled down and built this lead back to 20 with the ball here.
Here's Blackwell between the arcs against Galloway, driving a left lane line, goes up, and that's knocked away by Umar Ballo, who's back in there and makes his presence known. Trey Galloway off the Ballo screen. Galloway, right elbow. And a pass intended for Ballo, and fronting the post was Blackwell, and John gets the steal. 5-12 to play, 20-point lead Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore high on the left. Bounces the crowd, top of the circle, hands it to Max. Klesman off the crowd screen, whips it back out to Gilmore. Long three, left side, bucket!
Back-to-back games with 3 three-pointers for Gilmore. He's blowing on his hands and saluting the crowd.
How can you not love this? 23-point lead Wisconsin as Miles Rice drives to the cup and flips it in. 68-47 as the Badgers lead by 21. The MVP chance getting louder for Carter Gilmore. Max Klesman spinning, got tripped up at the midstripe by Miles Rice, and that'll send Max to the line for a 1-1. With 4:36 remaining, 68-47, Wisconsin. So Carter Gilmore, following up his 15-point performance at Northwestern, he has 10 tonight.
We shared it on the pregame show, but Gilmore talked about how he almost lost the joy in playing because he was so focused on basketball that he was almost playing fearful of not realizing his potential. Greg Gard has all the guys make goal sheets in the offseason of what they want to get out of the season. All Big Ten, great defensive player, XYZ. His goal card for this year's goal sheet was to bring back and play with joy and love. Mm-hmm. Play with joy and love. I think you're seeing it. It helps when you make threes, but he's got a lot of joy in his game.
Max hit the first free throw as well as the second. I've talked to him in the past about it, too. And we circled back to it yesterday. His parents have college basketball backgrounds. You know, dad, Brian, mom, Stephanie. Mom's in the WIAC Hall of Fame as Galloway sticks a three from the left corner. And he said, they tell me I got a choice every day. Want to be happy or not? They can get a little tough love, but very, very supportive of their son, who is on quite a run right now. 70-50 Wisconsin. Leading Indiana, 4:05 to play. Blackwell on the attack, low on the left, up around Ballo. No good. Ballo affecting that shot. And here comes Rice. Scoops to Luke Goody. Floats a pass to Galloway. Takes the three, left corner, off the wing to the rim. Layup is good for Trey Galloway. And it's 70-52, Wisconsin with 3:50 to play. A little three-quarter pressure, 2-2-1 variety from Indiana. And pretty token as the Badgers break it rather easily. Blackwell outside left. Galloway comes out on him. With the Badgers up by 18. High screen Crow. Now Klesman outside right. Sends to Crow, feeding Gilmore. Gives it up to Tanjay high on the left. Shot clock is at 5. Crow feeds Tanjay. Tanjay off the Gilmore screen. Drives the lane. Knocked away. Foul is called on Mbako with 2.4 on the shot clock as we have our under 4 media timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune to Sirius XM, Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car and on the all-new Sirius XM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 3:24 remaining. Wisconsin 70, Indiana 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac Generators.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
4 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 70, Indiana 52. McKenzie and Bacco called for the foul going into that media timeout. At the free throw line, shooting two is John Tanjay, who has 12 points here tonight. Badgers have some big time balance. Score sheet here as John makes the first free throw.
Balanced offense and really good defense. Mm-hmm. I know this is not an elite Indiana offense this year, maybe, but Wisconsin's done a really nice job of making life hard.
Well, this defense has been getting better and better. Second free throw, no good for Tanjay. 71-52 Wisconsin with 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Miles Rice trying to turn the corner, slipped, maintained the dribble, now flips it to Luke Goody. Gives off to Galloway, high on the left. Galloway bounces the Balo against Carter Gilmore. Skips it to McKenzie and Bacco. Baseline right. Bumped, shoots, missed, but a foul. We get Kamari McGee there. That's three on McGee. And free throws coming up for Indiana with 3:01 remaining. Badgers head to Iowa City, a noon tip at Carver Hawkeye Arena Saturday afternoon. Hawkeyes put up a good fight tonight, but fell to the Purdue Boilermakers. And Bacco with the first free throw. It's good. 8 points tonight for McKenzie and Bacco. Just 2 of 10, though, from the field.
Yeah, yet another star player coming into the Kohl Center and having a quote-unquote off night. Badgers might have something to do with that.
Just a little Klesman. They bump and they play on. They break the press. Here's Tanjay right of the lane. Goody is on his hip. And just into him, all over him, actually. And the foul called on Luke Goody. And that'll get Tanjay to the line for a 1-1. 2:53 remaining, 71-54, Wisconsin.
Remember when I mentioned that the Badgers were getting outshot at the line and had what a rarity that was?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Iowa or Indiana, 10 of 13 at the line. Badgers now 12 of 16 and a 1-1 coming here for Tanjay.
Who is 4 of 5 at the line tonight. Takes about 6.5 free throw attempts per game. And he missed the front end. Umar Balo, the rebound for Indiana.
I think his Badger teammates were so surprised he missed, they didn't even go for the rebound.
Everybody just stood there. Here's Miles Rice, left of the lane, throwing to Mbako. Rotates to Galloway, shot fake from three, drives on Tanjay, baseline right, feeds Balo, back to Galloway, slips it, trying to get it to Balo. It's deflected away by Gilmore, diving for it. Galloway digs it out of there. Goody for three, right of the circle, back iron, no. Rebound, Mbako. Mbako over Klesman to the rim, and lays it up and in. And it's 71-56, Wisconsin with 2:17 to play. Press is on. Klesman across half court for Carter Gilmore. He'll scoop it to McGee along the right sideline. McGee with a pass for Crow at the top. He'll feed Tanjay. Throws to Gilmore right of the circle. Carter fakes the handoff to Klesman. Darts at the Crow. Feeds McGee. Kamari sizes it up. Takes the three. Makes the three. Third three of the night for Kamari McGee, 74-56 Wisconsin. Down to a minute 45 to play. Greg Gard ready to go to his bench. Rice to Mbako. Off the right wing, spinning mid-range jumper. Good. McKenzie Mbako makes a 74-58 the Badgers with 90 seconds remaining. Backcourt pressure, Indiana. With the ball's Kamari McGee, a little spin move, throws to Klesman, gets it across, a long bounce, right corner for Tanjay. And we'll see if, well, they're going to run it to Tanjay, baseline right to the rim, slam dunk, John Tanjay. And now the timeout for Greg Gard. He wants to sub, but this will end up being a full timeout. as John Tanjay found the gap and sends it down with authority. Breaking the action, a minute 17 remaining. Wisconsin 76, Indiana 58. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Menards has everything you need for your next big project. Update the lighting in your garage or workspace with our great selection of utility lighting options. The High Bay Light features a 5,000 Kelvin color temperature, wet rated, and a long life over 100,000 hours, so you'll have light for whenever you need. Get the 11 inches High Bay Light for $89.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Who you have?
I think it's got to be Nolan Winter. In a balanced game like this, there's a lot of candidates, but and I know that he's not the Tanjay leading scorer with 15, but Nolan Winter, what he did early to help build this lead and establish it, and just the way he did it. 12 points, 5 rebounds, but he scored at all three levels. Hit 2 triples, had a Giannis-like, Dirk Nowitzki-like fadeaway from the baseline that is something we haven't seen out of him, and then scored twice also in the low post, kind of using his frame on a smaller defender, scoring at all three levels. He's the best in the game, the Old Dominion Freight Line best in the game.
Badgers getting some subs out there, including Ricardo Greppi and Isaac Gard, Marcus Silver, Carter Gilmore, and Jack Janicki. 76-58 Wisconsin with a minute 10 remaining. Goody rotates to Galloway and a whistle off the ball, but a foul is called here. Officials getting it straight.
Going to get Ricardo Greppi on a hold down in the post.
Now Jack Robinson will come in for Carter Gilmore. He'll finish with 10 points tonight.
A big round of applause for Gilly James. These are good minutes for Ricardo Greppi here to go against somebody like Umar Balo. This is Indiana's starting lineup still in this game, even though Wisconsin's gone to the bench. Good, valuable minutes here, even though this is a 18-point game.
Balo with a 1-1. It dances in. And now Daniel Freitag will check in for Jack Janicki.
While we have a moment, let us relish in the fact that this will be the 21st 21 straight home wins for Wisconsin over Indiana. The streak can now legally drink alcohol.
It's amazing. Second free throw, no good. Greppi the rebound. 105 remaining, 76-59 Wisconsin. We'll have a varsity Yale streak. Here's Marcus Silver, front court left side. Hands off to Isaac Gard, left of the center circle. Yeah, the crowd wants him to let it fly again. Here's Silver high on the right, hands off to Freitag. Shot clock is at 5. Freitag against Mbako. Rocks the dribble, hanging out to Silver. Deep three, straight on. Off the rim, no good. Galloway the rebound with 35 seconds to play. 76-59 Wisconsin. Goody out there for Indiana. A throw to Miles Rice high on the left. Nice chase by Luke, by Isaac Gard. Now Goody open left of the circle, and he hits a 3.
Mike Woodson sending a bit of a message here,
yeah,
keeping his starters on the floor, even though this game is in hand.
Shot clock is off. Press continues. 20 seconds remaining. Splitting the double team is over. Feeds Freitag. They wanted the lob dunk to Greppi, and Greg didn't want that, and it's deflected. Here's Goody throwing to Trey Galloway. Now Rice with 7 seconds left. Rice for three right of the circle. That's an air ball, and Bacco is there to clean it up and score it with 3.4 to play. 76-64. That's going to be your final on the inbounds pass to Daniel Freitag. Make it 21 straight for the Badgers here at the Kohl Center against Indiana. And it was double digits most of the night.
Yeah, Wisconsin threw that early haymaker, building up a 19-2 lead. And Indiana never really threatened in this entire game. Just a great wall-to-wall win. There's no easy wins in the Big Ten, but Wisconsin is starting to make a habit of these double-digit wins, particularly here at the Kohl Center. They're now 12-1 in this building this year.
Really important. I know it's cliche, but important to protect the home court. The next two games for the Badgers will be on the road, but they'll take an 18-5 overall record, an 8-4 Big Ten mark to Iowa City on Saturday afternoon. Final score, Wisconsin 76, Indiana 64. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
We learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to...
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said...
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
This is your local Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show alongside Patrick Herb. I'm Matt LePay at the Kohl Center in Madison, where the Badgers take down Indiana 76-64. The game was never really in doubt. I mean, the Badgers got the very early jump, first 8 points of the game. Mike Woodson had to burn two timeouts early. It was at one point 26-4.
And Wisconsin had six different players hit a three of their first nine threes. So it was coming from all sides. Indiana had to feel like they were just ambushed to start this game. So the three-point shooting is going to probably get the headlines from this game. I think what Wisconsin did on the defensive end is something that Greg Gard's really going to take pride in. And when he goes to talk to this team, he's going to talk about winning at that end, holding them to 64 points, Wisconsin was up 26-4, 7 minutes into the game. So 4 points in those first 7 minutes, and they just completely neutralized what Indiana wants to do, which is play through the post and have their big guys create. Umar Ballo, 4 points. Malik Renew, 6 points. To hold those two to 10 combined, if you'd have told me that coming in, I wouldn't have believed you.
And we were struck early in this game because Indiana likes to play with pace. And they were in some shot clock, late shot clock situations on multiple possessions. Talk about tone setters. And, yeah, hitting the threes, that's what you're going to see in the highlights. But to your point, they made it hard for Indiana.
And analytically, Wisconsin has the seventh most efficient offense in the nation. And again, that's what people talk about, is how good this team is offensively. And deservedly so. But Greg Gard knows that if this team's going to reach its potential and do what they want to do, they need to be able to win games both ways. And they're going to have some games where they're going to outscore you and get into the 90s. But there's going to be Big Ten slugfests. I'm not sure the game Saturday at Iowa is going to be that way. But the next one at Purdue sure might be.
Yeah.
And coming up against Michigan State and then the postseason. And so to be able to control games like this and to take away a team that's one-dimensional, to be able to take away the one dimension that they really excel at, is a big feather in the cap to this group and this coaching staff.
You're right about the defense, because Wisconsin really hit Indiana offensively with those threes in the first half and really early in the game, but just 3 of 13 in the second half. Those were the Badgers' numbers. But Indiana, which is a team that in the Big Ten scores about 75 points a game, certainly a very, very respectable number. But tonight the Hoosiers just 40% from the field and 7 of 27 from the three-point line. Final tonight, Wisconsin 76, Indiana 64. More of our Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Our Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Indiana tonight 76-64. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
12-point win for the Badgers over Indiana tonight. And when you hit somebody between the eyes the way Wisconsin did, sometimes that means one player specifically goes off. Group effort tonight, Patrick, the balance, four and double figures, others on the edge of it. I mean, you get Tanjay with 15, Klesmet 13, Winter with 12 and 5 rebounds, Carter Gilmore with 10. He's rather hot from the three-point line, 3 of 3.
Yeah, the cult hero rises again. But another thing that stood out to me, 25 bench points, that it's multiple players. Seeing Xavier Amos get 6 points today, that sounds modest, but for a guy, that matches the most he scored in a Big Ten game this season. And it wasn't from the three-point line. He was able to get inside, take advantage of some mismatches, be aggressive, and score points. Kamari McGee continues to do torrid things from outside the arc, going 3 of 5 from outside. Those two, Gilmore and McGee, are revelations this season that have taken what people thought, man, this could be a good Wisconsin team, to an elite team. Like that, those are the pieces that make them. Tanjay being better than probably anybody guessed, but those bench players rounding out scoring and adding up to 19 points today in what was not a starring role either, but they still get you 19. That's enough to bury a team.
And that's the encouraging, one of the many encouraging aspects of this team is the depth. And you can bring guys off the bench, and they can be defensive, stoppers or that kind of role, but they can also score.